Okay, Rabbi, so we're just about ready to start. We're learning about the choymer of the Inyan of Shmirah, saying Naim. I'd like to share with you something that's in the Sefer Ya'aris Dvash Chelek Aleph. This book here is put out by the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, as we mentioned. I know you're the athlete. I know that you're mine if you keep careful with your eyes. So what does it say over here? And the Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, a few hundred years ago, he lived. He says in Ya'aris Dvash, B'yichud yesh lo lishamah mehiru istaklus. So be very careful about the things of what he sees. What you see, if you look at the wrong thing, it does tremendous damage to anything you want to do, ruchnius, to your limud, to your tefillah, all that stuff. It doesn't work. It doesn't compute. If your eyes are busy looking at things you're not supposed to look at, so for some reason, davening is just not, I'm just not feeling it. And learning is just not connecting with it. It's just not. Why? Because you're doing so much damage with the things that you're looking at. Chofetz Chaim actually says in Shmiras Haloshen, he says, "Oid inyan nachutz ma'oid." This is something that is very important. She'im asai moyalin ha-mitzvos. When do your mitzvahs help you? Adshe al yodem ye'adam kadosh. That through your mitzvahs you're going to become an adam kadosh. Kishu zohir milaser acharei rias einov. When he's careful not to look at what he's not supposed to look at. So what we're saying over here is that a person has to be very, very careful about what he looks at, because this can be very damaging. The Sefer Shem Mishmuel, he brings down that it's Yaduah that the Melchama Achroina, the very last Melchama we're going to have with the Yetzirah, is going to be won Al Yidei Zaro Shel Yosef, the seed, the descendant of Yosef. Why is it Yosef? What does it mean, Yosef? He says, the Nitzachan Al Melchama will be in the hands of Yosef, Bischus Shmiras Abris. Yosef is the person that was Oymid bin Isayin. That is going to be the schus that we're going to bring Mashiach. The Melchama Achroina, the last war we're going to have, is schus of Yosef. And we mentioned last week that every single one of us is having an Isayin of Yosef at Tzadik. Every single one of us is facing that Isayin. So Kodesh Baruch was putting thousands and hundreds of thousands of people in a situation where they can be Yosef at Tzadik in our generation, because Kodesh Baruch wants us to bring Mashiach. So Rabbi Yisai, how is a person supposed to be mitmoded with this problem? So there's numerous different eitzes that we have to have. Numerous eitzes that a person can have. The best eitzah, Rabbi Yisai, is for sure the hardest eitzah. The best eitzah, this is the right thing. This is the real deal. If you want to know how to deal with yetzer hara, this is the answer. The answer is what it says in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisurei Be'er Perkhov Be'ez Aloch Yudches. The Rambam says, a person has to be very careful with his yetzer hara. Lachain, says the Rambam, Yefane atzmai umachshavto ledivrei Torah. He should turn himself and his thoughts to divrei Torah. V'yarchiv daito b'chochma. And he should expand his knowledge of chochma. She'ein machsheves arayas misgaberes ela b'leiv panoi mina chochma. The only time that a person's mind gets filled with, his heart, with all these thoughts and everything like that, is if his heart is empty of chachmah. It's like Torah speaks about all different types of flowery, the shyness of love and desire. A person can have that type of feeling for Torah. What he means to say is you can channel all those feelings towards Torah. What he's saying is as follows. The real thing to do is a person supposed to be thinking and learning. Talking and learning. I'll tell you a quick story. I heard from one of Ramosha Feinstein's Talmidim. If I'm not mistaken, he was at the Maisa. Ramosha Feinstein had a secretary. The secretary wasn't Jewish, or she wasn't from. I don't know. But Ramosha Feinstein, I'm so amazed by Ramosha Feinstein. The whole world was waiting on bated breath for what he had to say. But any Shaila was sent there to the Lower East Side, to Ramosha Feinstein. Shailas from all over, from Eretz Yisrael, from Europe, everything was Ramosha Feinstein. There was like urgent Shailas would come to Ramosha Feinstein. So sometimes the secretary would come into the Beis Medrash and say, you know, there's a telegram for the Rosh Hashiva, and she'd come into the Beis Medrash. So this Talmud said that she was sleeveless. She wasn't tznius. So she used to come to the Beis Medrash. So one of the Talmidim asked the Rosh Yeshiva, like, you know, are you tochen? You know, that the secretary comes in, she's not tznius. He said, she's not? She's not? He went running out to her and says, you have to be tznius! She's his secretary, and he doesn't even notice. He didn't even notice. It's like, nothing. She's not? He didn't know. He didn't know she wasn't this. Because Ramesh Feinstein's mind was constantly, he's not busy with this kleinekite, this narishkeit, this stupidity. He wasn't even looking at her. He didn't even look at her. Didn't register what type of clothing she's wearing. It makes a difference to him. It's nothing. It's nothing to him. Because his mind is so full of Torah. He's above it. He was totally above it. It's the same way if someone sees like a little child who's like 8 months old, you don't notice if she's wearing a, you know, sleeveless knot. You don't notice. But she was above it. So everybody said, the real answer is a person wants, you got to go for the gold. The real thing is a person should be thinking and learning. A person walks in the street and he's like, I have nesiyonis, I walk in the street. He should be thinking and learning. And that's why I think it's very important. A person should know blat shakal v'tari about that. It's in his side. Try, go right there. He's there, he's going to be okay. Psachim, or la basa, bin his chametz, la ne, komakum shachin so chametz. And mamma, we shnei, we shnei, we shnei, we shnei, we shnei, and then he goes, what does it mean? Or, it's good, and you throw that in mind. And then all of a sudden, like, you're oblivious of all this garbage going on around you. Because you're not empty. Says the Rambam, the only time that the machshavos of taiva come into a person's heart is a leiv panui min hachochma. Some people say, okay, shakar taiva is just not my thing. It's hard for me. I don't do that. I never did it. I don't know how to do it. Fine. So a person should have a devar Torah that he's preparing for that week's Shabbos table. Doesn't matter where he's eating. That he should be thinking about the devar Torah. Think about how to say the devar Torah, what the mushal of the devar Torah is. I hope that the Bacham Lizer Shiva will be going to his house, they'll be saying like 25-minute devar Torah now. They're busy preparing the whole time they're in the street. But you should be preparing in your mind. Like, let me think of that Torah. What did I hear in the shmooze? Could I say that over? How would I say that over? And how can I say a mushal and compare it to this? The person's busy with that. He's busy with the devar Torah. That is the real answer. You walk in the street, you should be busy with the devar Torah. Because that is the real protection that we have. However, there are people that can feel like they're not ready for that might be a little bit much for them. So there's other eitzas. First eitzah, which is brought from Rabbeinu Yoina. It's from the Rishonim, Rabbi Yisai. The first eitzah we gave was from the Rambam. This eitzah is Rabbeinu Yoina. Yashpil Einof. Yashpil Einof, which is that we have a problem as Americans, we're extremely curious. We look at everything, or as chutznikim, or as Westerners call it. As Westerners, we look at everything, right? We're always curious about this person's car, this person's house, this person's this billboard, this thing. We're looking all over the place. We want to see everything. A person has to learn not to look. Just not to look. Yashmal Einov is keep your eyes down. Well, you have to see everything. There's Moridik in the Welt that I know, Rabbi Yisai. Moridik. When there's a video came out of the Chofetz Chaim, if you didn't see it, Rabbi Yisai, you should see it. You should manage to see it. I mean, Rabbi Leib Steinman took the time to look at the video. So it's something that it's kedai to see. There's a video of the Chofetz Chaim. It's like such a miracle that we got this video. It's unbelievable. Found it in some random archive, right? There's a video of the Chofetz Chaim. We don't have pictures of the Chofetz Chaim. It's yadua that the Chofetz Chaim's daughter said that the picture you have of the Chofetz Chaim is not really him. And if I saw this man in the street, I wouldn't even like say hello to him. He was the milkman in Rotten. That's okay. So I once asked the Chofetz Chaim's grandson. He said, "Yeah, my aunt, she's a character. Probably that she, yeah, not him that she said such a thing, but that's the Chofetz Chaim. He looks basically like that. You can see the video. You can see the video. What it looks like." So I spoke to Rabbi Yosef Elfin after he saw the video, and he said to me, "You know what's amazing? Chofetz Chaim didn't look up. He didn't look up. You watch the Chofetz Chaim's eyes are down." And Rabban Leib Steinman, when he saw the video, he said the Chofetz Chaim didn't look up. I was in the spall, Rabbi Yosef Elfin was mechaben to Rabban Leib Steinman. That's what they took out of the video. He didn't look up. So let me tell you an amazing story from Rabbi Avram Shor. Rabbi Avram Shor, the Rav in Flatbush. So he was telling a story about, I think it might have been his father. No, it can't be his father. It must have been his uncle. His father's Rabbi Gedalia Shor. It must have been his uncle. It's someone in the family. If it's important to you, I can find out. So I think it's his uncle used to sell milk. His uncle was a milkman. Now, he used to sell milk, but he the way they used to sell milk back in the days, you'd bring milk to people's houses. They had the milkman who put the bottles outside of your door. And like in this country, they still do it with eggs and with orange juice. But like, you know, those are like considered to be commodity items that they'd bring to your house, and you used to sell milk that way. So he hired some a guy to drive the car and to deliver the milk. So he had to pay an extra salary. So someone asked him, he said, why hire the guy? Why don't you just drive it yourself? He said, because I don't have a license. Well, that's curable. Why don't you go get a license? He says, I don't want to get a license. Why not? He said, because the yisoid of driving is be aware of your surroundings. Look in your rearview mirror, check who's behind you, check who's in front of you, check if there's room on the side. You have to be aware of your surroundings. I don't want to be aware of my surroundings. I just want to keep in my own daladamas. There's like so much like depth in that idea. Now, of course, we all, you know, most of us have licenses. Those of us that are old enough have licenses, and one day you'll get them also. But my point is, but take the musig, Rabbi. Take the idea. You hear us. You hear someone hears like a boom. Everyone, what are you turning around for? What do you have to see? You know, it's not an explosion. You know what I mean? Someone dropped a book. It makes a difference. We dropped the book. Why do you have to be busy with what that person's wearing, what this person is doing, where this person is going? A person can just keep into his own daladamas. It's a challenge. But, says Rabbi Yonah, that's a way that you just don't see. You don't have to see everything to know what everything looks like. That's what Rabbi Yonah says. That's Rabbi Yonah's Eitzah. Over here, we bring also from the... The Sefer V'hora Einenu of Goldschmidt from Bnei Brak, V'hora Einenu, he says another Eitzah, and this is an Eitzah that I try to practice, is another Eitzah is when you're walking in the street, Yelech Berachoy B'tzura Mehira. B'tzura Mehira means a person when he walks in the street, he should walk at a very quick pace. Some people want to know, why is it that I always am walking like as fast as I can? Why am I doing that? What's your issue? And my issue is that there's a serious shmiras and ayin problem outside in the street. If a person walks very fast, so I'm so focused on walking and trying to keep up with myself that I don't have my headspace to be thinking about anything else. I'm just busy trying to weave in and out of all the people, get around them, get there as fast as I can, and my mind is just it's engaged. But when a person walks slowly and he's spaziering, so he's looking around. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Right? And then he ends up looking at things he's not supposed to be looking at. So another eitzah a person has is sometimes you have to walk in places, walk fast. And you'll see that you don't have time, and you know whatever is there is before you turn around, it's gone already. You know? You don't, and your mind is busy. Brings here from Bekilas Yankif. Oh, sorry, from Shimshon Pinkus. Listen to this beautiful thing from Shimshon Pinkus. This is we're going to end for tonight. There's a few more eitzahs we're going to give to Hashem next time. Shimshon Pinkus brings. Who's the biggest tzaddik when it comes to Shmir Sinai? Who's the biggest person that was misgaber on his taivas? And we say that it's like in his schus, and he's considered the tzaddik. Who's the big tzaddik? Yosef. Says of Shimshon Pinkus, Yosef was a big tzaddik. Whoa, he was mamish big. He was able to be misgaber on his taivas and everything like that. And the pasuk says, what happens when he was in a makom of sakana, a makom of nisayon, vayonos, he ran. Yosef atzaddik had to run away. Lamdeinu to teach us. She yisoid hagdoyla shakadusha hi loy liyais sham. What's the big thing? Just don't be there. If you're in a makom of sakanan, get away. Get out. You have to get out. And you have to run away, run away. And Rabbi Yosef HaTzadik did it at tremendous, tremendous expense. Because she had his clothing and everything, that was what caused all the whole problems. But he said, I got to get out of here. This is a Meirdika Maisa, Rabbi Sai. It's fresh. This is a fresh Maisa. It's from the 1900s. It's from someone named Ramichael Yudel Lefkovich. Ramichael Yudel Lefkovich was one of the Gedolei Hador. He lived in Bnei Brak. He was known as the Guru of Chinuch. He was like the Gadol in Chinuch. He passed away 5 years ago, around? 4 or 5 years ago. Around there. What? When did you come? Around four and a half years ago. There you go. Ramichael Yudel, by his levaya, they said Ramichael Yudel was on a train, and he was a very good-looking young bacher. And a girl came over to try talking to Ramichael Yudel. So he left the train, and she came after him. He jumped off the train. They said this at his levaya. He jumped off the train because she was coming after him. He's like, I'm at. Now he's a big tzaddik. You know what I mean? He was then a big tzaddik. But you don't stay in a makom nisayah. Even though you say I can do this. I'm not convinced anyone in this room has as much self-control or discipline as Rav Yehuda Lefkowitz. And even though with all of his self-control, he's like, I'm out of here. He jumped off the train. Now I have to be honest with you. I had a very very similar mice that happened to me. I was on a plane. And I did not jump off the plane, though. No. But that's not the Eitzah, right? But Baruch Hashem, I managed to self-control and didn't end up speaking to that person. But Rabbi Yisai, these are some tools we have. One tool is put yourself in a matzav sakana. Lo liyoy sham. You have a sakana, run away, get away from it. If a person is going to find himself, if he just, his mind is engaged in Torah, he's above it. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't even see. And they're talking about, she was a secretary, this is every day for who knows how many years. A person can't do that. Don't have to look. Just don't look at everything. You don't have to see everything. And the last thing is, a person has to find himself walking in the place that he's going. You should walk fast. You walk fast, your mind is focused. I have a goal, I have a mission, I got a place to go. I'm going there, I'm coming back. You won't think about other things. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to give you other etzas next time we get together.